from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Bernstein and Holmes, your midday destination for Chicago sports talk on 670 The Score.
Williams finds DJ Moore. Muscles for more.
I like football. I like football.
Yeah, liking football's good. You got to love football. We know how scouts talk. You got to love football. You got to be the footballiest football. You got to sleep with a football underneath your pillow.
Isn't it cool, though, that like Caleb Williams is changing what that looks like?
I hope he is. I hope he's a pioneer to change a lot of things.
I do, too. But I think that it's refreshing that there were people who were like, well, I'm not sure if this guy, you know, Mr. Hollywood... And you go, no, this dude loves ball.
Well, it's not
like
just
he's crazy about football.
And I mentioned it yesterday about the way he is so deft at inoculating against criticisms and all of these sort of ham-handed attacks on his masculinity. And it just rolls off of him because he doesn't define it the way you define it. And he's not held to that. He's not bound by it. He doesn't care. He says, oh, he paints his nails. He says, yeah. He says, I like painting my nails.
For a specific reason, too.
Yeah, and even he just likes it. It's cool. And he said he was crying after a loss. He goes, yeah, I take it very seriously, and it meant a lot to me, and I felt bad.
A lot of guys cry after losses.
Yeah.
So, a lot of them.
And there's something that's happening. It's not just in sports, but there is something that is happening with some sort of atavistic tendencies toward what masculinity is and means. And I'm really happy to see some smart, aware adults pushing back against that by example. Caleb Williams is one of them. Tim Walz is one of them. Just in the football realm alone. And I think it's good.
So I ran across this on Monday. I was going back through the press conferences and listening to, it's game week, right? So I'm like, I'm in that mode. Like the air was really crisp Monday night. And I'm like, man, it feels like football, smells like football outside. And I'm watching DJ Moore. And I think he's an interesting guy too. When you look at his production, he's been one of the best wide receivers in the game over the last 5 years. But obviously where he was playing, how bad the teams were, the churn of quarterbacks that he had to live through. I think there are people that are still realizing, man, this guy is the goods. And that's where you can credit Ryan Poles for being like, yeah, I want the picks, but I also want that guy. I want him. Hearing DJ talk about why he's maybe not as visible or as known as some of the other wide receivers that are in the same realm statistically was interesting, and I thought that you might like to hear it.
I know I'm top 10, like, but will it be known? No. Will the league say anything about it? No. Will I be on list? Probably not. Do I care? No. Why I don't care?
Why do you think you do that?
Oh, because I'm not one of them people that do all the antics. Like, if y'all catch me, y'all see me out there doing, like, little silly stuff, but I'm not about to do that on, like, a major stage, like, on a Sunday night and do some crazy. Nah, that's not me. Like, I do it with my teammates. I'm not about to go out there and look crazy.
Do you have something to prove this year? Do you?
Do I have something? No.
Yeah. No.
I just go out there and play free every year. I don't really care about anything.
I think that can be a very healthy way to go about things. And I'm always struck by people who care about their craft with intensity, but are able to somehow not allow the other things connected with their craft to affect how they do their, it's amazing to me because it's business, but it's also personal. If you're him and you're like, look at these numbers. Did you see who was playing quarterback when I was putting up 1,100 yard receiving? Like, and then to maybe not be as recognized as some others, I'm jealous of his ability to turn that off.
I think it's what happens when you get the appropriate amount of money you're supposed to get too. The Bears extended him. They paid him what he was worth in the open market. I mean, think about CeeDee Lamb having to make his case in Dallas recently and what that meant, you know, what you were hearing, even just like him saying LOL when Jerry Jones said he'll get to it when he feels like it, as far as a contract extension. Like, sometimes people get put in positions where they have to become a villain, even if they don't want to be, because of who's trying to play the good guy. And that's not the case here. DJ Moore earned his money outright. Anybody who was paying attention saw what was going on. And you're right. Like, he doesn't have to be the center of attention. He's doing his job and getting paid for it.
DJ Moore has topped another important list as well. Did you see this tweet from Mina Kimes yesterday?
No.
Mina Kimes put there's a list of quarterbacks and a list of receivers. And she wrote, I have a gay friend who drafts every year entirely based on looks.
I did see that.
And she said, he just texted me, wanted Jimmy G, but ended up with Mahomes, which has to be the first time in the history of the world that sentence has been uttered in a fantasy football context, dying at his rankings listed here. Number one among wide receivers, DJ Moore.
Oh, wow.
Number one. And then he is.
I mean, there's some pretty good looking wide receivers.
The quarterbacks in his rank, quarterback rankings, Jimmy Garoppolo, Jalen Hurts.
Appropriate.
Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, Russell Wilson, Kirk Cousins, Justin Fields. I say it looks like a young Johnny Mathis, right? Baker Mayfield.
Chances are.
Baker Mayfield and Trevor Lawrence. And wide receivers, he does have Saquon Barkley in here, even though Barkley's not a wide receiver, I think, because he was able to draft Barkley. But he's got DJ Moore, Saquon Barkley, T. Higgins, Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
Odell Beckham Jr., Chase Claypool, Robert Woods, DK Metcalf, Cooper Kupp.
I don't know that I have him in that particular order.
I appreciate that you have always pushed back against the people that don't recognize the handsome of Jalen Hurts.
It's just baffling to
me. Yeah, the symmetricality that he's got is unique.
It's also the, like, just actual person there. Like, the choices he makes with who's representing him and why, and yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.